Hi folks, welcome to the first of this week's Luke with Luke. This is going to be the last week we do it. Apologies for the sound quality on this. I left my microphone at home, so hopefully you're picking this up off the iPhone's mic. We're into this astonishing passage. Well, I keep saying, my wife said yesterday, we were reading Acts 17, and I said it was my favourite chapter in the whole Bible, and she said, like, every chapter is your favourite chapter in the whole Bible. Yeah, sometimes I feel like that, but I do think this is an astonishing passage. It's about Jesus's trip to the temple. So let's get into it. We're going to read today, we're looking at Jesus going missing, and we're going to read verses 41 to 45. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they were up to the festival. They went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. Now, I covered this in more detail in the sermon that we did on Sunday, and you can get that on this YouTube channel as well, or on my webpage. So at 12 years old, Jesus is on the threshold of adult life. For Jewish boys, at 12, you were a boy, and 13, you had your bar mitzvah. You became a son of the law, bar mitzvah, son of the law, and you became an adult. Now, the Jewish men were expected, and the women went as well at this time, to go up to Jerusalem three times a year for the festival of Pentecost, Tabernacles, and Passover. You read about that in Exodus 23. Now, in practice, the Passover was the only one that most of them went up to, and women as well. So, Jesus' parents, Joseph and Mary, are a devout couple, and like Samuel's parents, Eli and Hannah, 1 Samuel 2:19, each year his mother made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice. So this is an annual pilgrimage. And the Passover normally lasts in 7 days. People were expected to stay at least two. Probably Joseph and Mary stayed the whole time. Now they're going home and they travel a day out, and then they notice that Jesus wasn't there. Now, when they travel a day out, what happens was the women and children would travel at the front and the men at the back. And I suspect that what happened was, you know, it's like a caravan and relatives and friends, that Mary would be at the front thinking, hey, Jesus is with Joseph. And Joseph would be back thinking, hey, Jesus is with Mary. It reminds me of the time that, oh my goodness, it was quite embarrassing really, but we were in the manse in Dundee, just having come back from the service at St. Peter's, and the phone rang, and there was a lot of people in, very busy, we always did hospitality, and it was the students down at the church. They said, are you missing anything? I said, no, I don't think so. He said, what about your children, Andrew and Becky? They got locked in the church. What had happened was I'd driven the minibus home and thought Annabelle had the kids, and Annabelle had driven the car home and thought I had the kids. And then when we got in the house and everything was really busy, we just didn't notice. Well, I think that's very much a similar style thing here. So what do we take from all of this? We have so little information about Jesus as a child or a teenager. And I love this in so many ways. I love it. I love it because it's telling about his background. I love it because, as we'll go on to see, it shows that even at this age, he had an awareness of who he was and what he was going to do. And I love it because it just shows the parenting of that time. You know, we live in a time where I think Jonathan Haidt's new book will show this, where parents are so anxious they just don't let their children out of their sight. That wasn't the time of Joseph and Mary. And it's to be honest, actually, it wasn't the time that I grew up in either. But these are different times. But I think the main thing is that going through all of this is the Son of God doing this. This is for us. We'll come on to see more of what that means tomorrow. But God bless you. Hope you have had a good weekend. And join us tomorrow, and I'll have the sound sorted by then.